Case number 10626, Janet V. and Edward P. Nichols, southwest of Road 602, 1,472 feet west of Old County Road, being Lot 1. A special use exception to place a multi-sectional manufactured home for more than 5 years old.
Name and address.
Linda Nichols. I'm 13134 Hunters Cove Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm requesting a special use exception to put a mobile home that is older than the allowable limit.
Okay.
To go onto the property. It's a mobile home. It's not in bad shape or anything. I have pictures of all around the outside.
Okay.
If you guys would like to see them, do you want me to give them to her?
If you would, please.
Yes.
In the year of this mobile home?
The mobile home is a 1995.
Okay.
And it is in very good shape. There's no problems with the inside, the outside, or anything. It's being given to me. And it'll be my first actual home that I'll be able to actually own. And they're allowing me to just have it. I just have to pay to move it. And in these times, that's something that you don't usually get to do.
No.
Property this will be placed on will be 2 acres, is that correct?
Yes.
That's the plan.
Ma'am, do you own the where the trailer's at, the reefer trailers and all that? Do you own all that?
No, my father-in-law does.
Your father-in-law does?
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of that 2 acres where it's going to
no,
be?
No, that's part of the other 20 acres that the 2 acres was broke off of.
How about where the old cars and the boats and all that
boats
kind of stuff,
stuff is?
Which part?
In the back.
That's all part of the acreage that they own. That won't be on the 2 acres. The 2 acres is just plain land. There's nothing there.
Okay.
To where you're going to place this double wide? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is this paint on the front of the mobile home?
It needs to be power washed. It's been sitting there. There's like some bird stuff on the outside and things like that. It needs a good power washing, but other than that.
Okay. Will it be placed back on a solid foundation?
Yes. Yes, they're going to move it and redo the block work underneath of it and reset it back up.
Man, like all those trailers back there, are they all being used?
Yes, my father-in-law and mother-in-law own a trucking company. And that's where she parks the trailers as she uses them. They have the different ones, the reefers and the vans and things that they use when the drivers come in to drop one and pick one up and...
I know. I mean, there's some cars and boats and stuff. Yeah, some of that stuff need to be cleaned up in the back from the county.
You're not using all of them, are they? All that boats and trucks and trailers and all that being used?
The county has a requirement that no more than three vehicles, trailers, what have you, that should be registered.
The boats are. Hold on.
1 minute, sir.
That no more than three be on the property unregistered. Okay, now we are talking about a different parcel than the one.
Yes.
Well, in a roundabout way.
Right. Yeah. It's actually two untagged is only permitted.
Two untagged?
Two untagged.
Now it's two untagged.
Okay, can he speak?
He has to be sworn in.
You have to be sworn in if you'd like to.
Because he can tell you what's tagged and what's not and so on.
Name and address.
Peter Nichols, 13134 Hunters Cove Road.
All right. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my knowledge.
boats. You can come back up here if you would, sir, please, and address the board.
All right. The boats and the trailers have registrations.
Are they current?
They are current. You can check that with the DMV. By myself, I own two boats. My dad owns two boats, and my brother owns a boat. Okay. There's two tractor trailers that are sitting back there, I believe, that we use for parts for the rest of the business. And most of the trailers back there are either tagged or they're for storage. I don't know if you got to register a storage trailer or not, but they're...
Yes, that's...
They're either storage or they're for the business.
If it's a registerable vehicle,
mm-hmm.
which they are, then they have to be registered, and you can have no more than two unregistered on the property.
Okay.
No matter what, you know, using them for storage or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, that's not a problem. The county, I mean, I'm sure the county will be out there asking you to straighten that up.
Okay. Nobody said nothing about it. But
are the two trailers down, that's no axles, nothing on them sitting down? No, is that's just storage trailers?
The two on the ground?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dad uses them for his farm, for his gardening back there. We have got permits from the county to drop them trailers on the ground where they're located.
Oh, okay. You got permits for that?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And the other ones that are still up on their wheels are either titled in the state of Maine or we use them for storage primarily, which they can be retitled.
Where these trailers and boats and whatnot are, is that on the same parcel from which this parcel was subdivided?
Yes.
Okay.
This
parcel was subdivided for the purpose of putting this mobile on?
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess you gentlemen were back there to look at the property, but where the big oak tree is the corner lot, mm-hmm. the corner of where the property's been subdivided for her. And, you know, if that's that far from the other equipment that we have back there.
So you're looking at, you're to the left of that big tree?
Yes.
I was looking at the other day. Okay. None of that affected the 2 acres you're going to have then?
That's right.
To the left of that. Okay. All right. So two, you got permits for it. It's not sitting on axles.
No, they are completely on the ground. Nothing underneath them.
They're the ones you did. He uses.
Yes.
You got two more also.
Yes, he has a water pump stuck inside one of them.
Right.
And his farm tractors are inside the other one.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir. Yeah.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion that we, not sure if I want to leave it open or table.
What are you looking for?
Staff report.
Staff report.
With the record left open for a staff
report. Right. Table it with the record left open for the staff to report on the unregistered vehicles. I think that... because this parcel was subdivided from the parcel in question, then we do have that leverage to consider.
So you want to table it to leave the record open for the
staff to report to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As to what's going on with the rest of the parcel.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,626 and leave it open for the purpose of having the staff to report back on the trailers, on the tag trailers. What else? Okay. Are there any questions? Not all those in favor of the motion? Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, so.
Okay, so what does that mean that I need to do?
As soon as the you could call the office in the morning, ma'am, and they will explain it to you.
Okay.